The following shiur has been presented by Rev. Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din, Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Daf Lamed Beis.
The Mishnah says, Kol Shehu Lifnim Min Achrimo. Anything which is Mechubah Lakarka, and it is Lifnim Min Achrimo. For example, Botei Merchatz, Uboyes Mayim, Harehu Kebotei Ori Choymo. Meaning, it has the same din as Botei Ori Choymo, that the Moichah can redeem it from the Lekeach right after it was sold. Chutz Mina Sodot. Besides for the fields inside, that their din is not like Botei Ori Choymo, rather like other fields. And the Moichah can only redeem it after 2 years from the Mechira. And lo ilom. Rameh oimer, af hasodis. Rameh holds that even the sodis in the Ori Chaimo have a din about the Ori Chaimo. Another halacha which is brought in the Mishnah is, Vayis habonui b'chaimo, a house that is built in an area between the thickness of the walls. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, einik about the Ori Chaimo. Says Reb Yehuda, it is not like Botei Ori Choymo, but rather like a house which is the Ir She'ein Lo Choymo, since the house is not completely Mukav Choymo Mitzvivoi. Says Reb Shimon Oimer, Koyser Achitzin Hichel Mosoi. The outer wall of the house, Hichel Mosoi, is its wall, and therefore it has a din of Botei Ori Choymo, that after a year from being sold, it will become Nechrat to the buyer. The Gemara brings a brisa, which explains the machlekes of Tanna Kamma and Rameh, regarding sodos in the Ir Amuk of Choymo. Tanna Rabbanan, we've learned in our brisa. It says in the Torah, that by Mechiras Bayis, Be'ir Amuk of Choymo, Ve'im lo yigal ad v'lois lo yishono semimo, Ve'kom ha'bayis asher ba'ir asher lo yichoymo. Says the Gemara, Ain the Alabayis in a city which the Mukavis Choymo. Minayin the Rabbi is Botei Badim, houses which are used for pressing olives, the Botei Merchatzois, bathing houses, or Migdolois, the Rashi big closets are Kavua Bekarka, Talmud Loima Asher Boyir, which means that it is Mechubel Akalka, since the house which are not Mechubel Akalka is not the Saladin of Botei Ori Choymo. The reason being, is something which is not kavua and is portable, is not counted to be a chedek of the city. Stipler writes something similar in Yosefer Kedes Yankov on Mesechta Menachos Simchov Vov, that those who live permanently on a boat are chayev b'mezuzah, since a boat is included in bayis. But nevertheless, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Nun Hei Omar Beis says that bayis with Sfino. Explains the stipler that even though a boat is counted as being a house, but it is not part of the ear, since a boat is made for escaping from, getting off it. Therefore a bayis b'sfina definitely is not nechrat in the ear choymo, since it is not counted as being permanent in the city. What the stipler says, the bayis was seen as chayev b'mezuzah, we have to understand. The Torah's koinim is said in Parashat Metzora. Zay shteit b'bayis eretz achuzaschem. Perat the bayis habonui b'sfino. And the Rambam said in Peyotarim to Mitzorav. He writes, the bayis b'sfino eino metame b'negoyim. A house on a boat is not metame b'negoyim. The be'inon. Bayis habonui ba'oretz. I need a house built on the ground. Sich Yitzchok says in Masechta Yuma that even without the reason it's not metame ben agoyim, since it's potter me mezuzah. And the Gemara compares din agoyim to din mezuzah. It comes out, according to this type, that the reason why bayis fina is potter me mezuzah is only because the people who are living there are living in a dearest aray. But the Maisa, if you have people who will be living there permanently, there would be a chiyum mezuzah. So if azoi, definitely bayis shabizina should be metame ben agoi. Without the meal that we had, that we needed to be mechuba la'aret. Mashenkin, according to the Siach Yitzchak, it's mashma that bayis shabizina is potter, even those who live there permanently. However, the Steibner brings a Rambam and Perek Yud Alim Hichas Brochus. If someone wants to live his whole life on a boat, he would still not be chayib in mezuzah. And the explanation given is that the Rambam does not mean to say that even if one lives permanently on a boat, he is potter mezuzah. Rather, the Rambam means to say that a stam bayis on a boat has not got the tnoim, the conditions which are chayib in mezuzah. For example, everyone knows you need dalet al dalet, and usually on a boat, most rooms on a boat are not such a sight. And therefore, maybe it can be said that this is the reason why we say Bayis Shabbosino will not be Matanim Benagoyim. But if this is true, then we can understand why we need the meal of Beis Eretz Achuzaschem. A person needed to be Bayis Mechuba Lekalka. And that we need to be made a boat, which have the conditions of what is needed for mezuzah. Aye, what the Siach Yitzchok writes, that for this you don't need the milt. Shema mino that he holds that a boat is part of a mezuzah, even when it has the other conditions which the choyo should be mechayev a mezuzah. It's a nice shtegatoya, but it sounds a bit far-fetched to say that the drosha of Svina is lav davka. And it seems, Adarabba, from here with the choir we can bring a ride for the stipler, that Abayi Shabbosvino, that has the tnoim which are Machayim Mezuzah, then someone who would live there bekvios, will be chayim to put one up. And that is why we need the meal by Nagoyim, that when it's not Mechuba the Karka, it's not Mitami. Rabbi Tzadok Shtel, in his Shuvah's B'tzer HaChokhm, says, that even those who hold, that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch brings in Hilchas Mezuzah, that Bayis Vesina is potter from Mezuzah, is because one is not meant to be living there, just traveling from place to place. Nevertheless, even the rooms of the captain and the crew that the Etzen live on the ship permanently, it would still have a tool, they would still have a tool from Mezuzah. Since the Rambam writes, the reason why Bayis Vesina is part of a mezuzah, lefi she'enom asuyin nedias kvar. Meaning the boat is not meant to be for living purposes. A boat is meant to go out to sea, and it's not for one's whole lifetime. And as we said, it's not usual to have an apartment in the middle of the sea. Says Rabbi Tzadok Shtern, that even a captain's room and the workers' room, since it's not asuyin nedias kvar, they would also have a ptur from mezuzah. The Halacha Lemaisa, Poiskei Zmaneinu say that the captain's and workers' room should have a mezuzah, but one is not allowed to make a brocha to be choishes to those who always pass a bayis shabbosvino, and therefore, even though maybe, since this person living there bequeathed, maybe it should have a chil, but the Shulchan Aruch state bayis shabbosvino potam a mezuzah, and is not mechalik. So therefore, a person should put up a mezuzah to be choishes to the deis that yes, but sofik brochas the oket. Of course, and we're only talking about the rooms where people are living bekvios. The other rooms of the boat are potter completely. The choyer din of a caravan on wheels, which one travels from place to place, is not really counted a bayis shabbosvino, and it will be chayim mezuzah. Why? Since the caravan is made for dias kvar. It's not like what we said just before, that the whole tour of the svina is because asui einom asui in a dias kvar. Adarabba, a caravan is made for dias kvar. So even though one doesn't live there always, but the choyer should have a din as chayim mezuzah. However, there are those who say that the reason why bayis shabbosvino is potter is not because ein asuyin adias kvar, is because it's not mechuba to one place, and therefore, since it's portable, it's not called adias kvar. So, same by a caravan, even though a person could live there permanently, but nevertheless, since this is the reason why we hold Bais Shemsinus Poto, Paskins and Minchas Yitzchok, that one should put up a mezuzah, again, without a brocha. So let's have to clear, what is the din of a house built on pillars? Zichoya, would that be nechzad with the Bati HaYechoyma, since these pillars are mechuba the karka, since it's making the bayis to be considered mechuba, because the house is kavua. However, we saw in the Gabi Shoivach, a davkot is not placed on the ground. Rather, where is it? It stands on a high pillar. Like the Mishnah B'Seita Daf Manbe said, they had to take a ladder to get up to the davkot. The Alkut Shimoni also said in Tehinim, why was it called Shoivach? Since it was high like a Shoivach. And it's known that if you want to say about someone, he's a giant, he's very, very tall, you say he's tall like a Shoivach, since a Shoivach is always upright. Nevertheless, we see from here, we see in our Gemara here, that a Shoivach was nechzad like a bayis. Therefore, we have to say that since the pillar is mechuba de kalka, the Shoivach on top of it is also counted as mechuba de kalka. How are you going to ask me? It says in the pasuk, ki kori kan tzipoi lefonecho baderech, bekol eit oi al ha'oret. So you see that even on the ground you have shoyuk, you have bird nest, but maybe that is only a nest the bird makes for himself. But a shoyvach, a davkot, which is made by a person, it's always made high up. And if that's what the Gemara says, then when Marba Shoivach Shenech, that means only one on the Kalka. Obaibazoi, the Gemara should have explained it. The Gemara should have said, there's enough Kaminah when it's on the Kalka or not. And since the Gemara does not say it, then we know some Shoivchim are high up, therefore that could not be the case here. We brought the Gemara that says, the Gabi L'Shoivchim, Minayin L'Rabois, Balti Badim, Omer Chatzois, Omigdalois, V'Shoivchim. The Pirski Toises, Sivkotan Ayin Ches says, that it says, Beis Teven, or Beis Bokob, Turim Mezuzis. But, they are Migdal V'Shoivach, but they are Bichlal Botei, Boti Merchatz Migdal V'Shoivach. In the Tesefte it says, V'adirim, V'aginois, V'aparadisim, Shebesoicho, Remeo imarihen kaboti orichoimo, V'chachomim imarihen kesodois. Says Zayin Abramskin Chazon Yecheskel. Here we cannot say that what it says, V'adirim, dirim usually we use as houses for behemoths. Says our Abramsky, we can't say here it's behemoth. So what is that? Why is that different to a shoivach? That's going to be between the oifus and behemoths. But according to everyone, it is kabayit. So maybe it means kadir shel eitim. May wood. That's not like shoivach mamish, but not the bayit which is a base here. But if this is the case, it's not like a pisket oifus. And they wrote the base of Tevin is included in the Botei Chaima. Now that's what it says, that Zir Shabahim is a Nefrat like the Shoivach. The Chay we cannot compare it, since the Shoivach is the home of pigeons, and that is similar to Beis Haboko. But a deer is not an animal style. Rather, we have to say it means it's a large place, surrounded by walls all over, where animals roam around, and therefore it's a difference between deer and shoivach.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.